What's going on, peoples? It's your man, Furious Styles, letting you know that this episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by the good people over at Tweaked Audio. Yes, Tweaked Audio are back. I know you didn't hear from them for a couple weeks. We had to iron out some shit, but we good. We back in stride again. Go over to Tweaked Audio, put in the code IDS, get yourself some good headphones, earbuds, all that good shit that you need. Especially if you're in the DMV, because you know, subway system's all fucked up right now. You got to find a new way to commute, or your commute is just going to be that much longer. Time for you to get in. Not only the In Deep Show, but dating sucks as well. Look, go to tweakedaudio.com, put in that code IDS, get 33% off, get free shipping, and get a lifetime warranty. It's like a sore dick, y'all. I can't beat it. Also, the In Deep Show is brought to you by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
Ayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the In Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
Down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
These kids are doing their own thing. Three of these kids are one and the same.
Well, all right.
How many people out there remember the Electric Company? No, that was Sesame Street. Electric Company came on after Sesame Street back in the day.
Yeah, I think Sesame was the original.
I mean, yeah, they both rocked out.
Yeah.
They both rocked out. But remember Electric Company came on after Sesame Street?
Was that around the same time they was doing School Rock?
No, a whole different show, whole different channel. Same, yeah, I mean, it was all in that time.
Same era.
But yeah, you know. But you don't remember Electric Company?
I remember the Electric Company.
When they had like the two silhouettes of the face going, shh, it, shit, then, and then. And making the words, had the silhouette.
Running. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was Sesame Street.
No, that was Electric Company that did that.
Was? Yeah. I don't remember. Y'all older than me, so.
Yeah, you were like.
If she was, if I was too. So.
I don't remember.
What's going on, y'all? I am your man, Furious Styles. Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. So glad you can be back with us. For all that don't know and have trouble with it, yes, it is Furious Styles, motherfucker.
Not ferocious?
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like...
I'm going to tell you, every time Damagina fucks my name up, she's going to get another day of suspension. That's why she's okay. Not here today.
All right.
So my crew with me today is The Doc.
What's up, y'all? Y'all ready to have some fun? Let's do it.
And all hail Thine Queen.
Ayo.
Now that we got the preliminaries out the way, how the hells are you people?
Man, I'm doing good, man. It was a beautiful day outside. You know, I didn't run into any assholes, no asshole customers. Didn't get any tickets. So it was pretty good, man. It's pretty good. I went to my favorite spot today, you know. I wasn't able to get in, but you know.
You know why?
DuPont Circle? What?
Ah, no.
The Green Lantern? What are you talking about?
No.
You know his. You
don't remember the name of her.
Oh, you got that spot? I thought he took that away from you. Yeah.
That's what I said.
No, it's every other week now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was weekly.
Because they wanted it weekly, but they couldn't remember to open it. That's what it is.
I tell you
what, motherfuckers working, they be like, ah, oh, today's Monday.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude.
Hey, come on in.
Yeah, come on in.
Take
dude.
That bag, but not that bag.
Right.
Dude.
Wait a minute. Dude. Or is it that bag, but not that bag? Right. Take those bags in.
I know the bag that I do take. Woo, lights the whole truck up.
I wonder what would happen if you got pulled over.
That's what I was just about to say. That you should like drive like somewhere like by the airport,
or and let, you can and drive just sit like the dogs. Right down
the
dogs.
See me on the news,
yeah, because they going to beat the shit out of you before they figure out what happened.
That's all right. That's
like,
all
wait
right.
Wait a minute. Don't
sound like a good
back.
Lawsuit to me.
This is your man Furious Styles filling in on Doc's diagnosis. Right about now, Doc is getting his ass beat. Look at him. He's a trooper.
No shit.
I don't know if he's just taking it or if he's not alive anymore.
Right. Or is he just high?
Contact.
That's all right, though. That's all right. Sounds like a good lawsuit to me.
Queen, what the fuck's up with you?
Ew. Not much. Just doing what I do. The only way I can do it. Pretty much.
I'm going to have to ask the both of you to bear with me near the end of the show. The one finger, two finger. My one finger might take about 35 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Just letting you know offhand, while we're still sober, or at least one and a half of us are sober, two and a half of us.
You mean me and Mark? Me and Doc?
We're good.
Well, I'm still okay.
I said two
yeah, that's
and
what
a
said.
Half.
I'm still, that's what I said. I'm still okay. You?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know about half high, half drunky over there.
I'm okay.
So,
so far.
So far.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let it ride.
By the time I get through my drinks, it might extend to 45
yeah,
minutes. We might just have to make it an ideas extra.
Can we go first?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It's in the contract.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right, Queen, weekend was good?
Yeah. Friday, I don't even know if I did anything on Friday. Saturday, hanging out with the peeps. There was some pool. There was some drinks. Some food. Sunday. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, that's all
right. Oh, some brunch. Some brunch. Some drinks.
There we go.
Is that the blackout sound effect?
Yes.
I didn't run this past the crew yet, but I'm going to kind of put it out there because I think it'll be all right. We are planning an IDS night out for all of you that are in the DMV area. As it gets closer, we will let you know. We might just drop a 3-minute show to let you know where we're going to be, like a day before or the morning before. So y'all stay tuned if y'all want to party with us. Anybody comes up to your man Furious Styles and lets me know that you are down with IDS. Well,
code word IDS.
And if you're a woman and you say it like that, well, you might get more than a drink.
Ooh.
God damn it.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
So check that out. You know, y'all stay tuned. All my DMV IDS deepsters, y'all stay tuned for that, man. Let's get in there. Let's party. Let's have some fun. There's some faces I like to meet in person. I see
that'd be cool.
Some messages come through from y'all from time to time. So that'll be hype. Anyway,
what'd you do this
my
weekend?
Yeah,
yeah.
My weekend is going to be explain more in One Finger, Two Finger.
Oh, boy.
But for the most part, I pretty much was on chill status. I hung out with Miss Lee, and I hung out with Sachi and Sebastian, and we just kicked it all weekend, and it was mad cool, mad fun. And that's it. To be continued. One Finger, Two Finger. Damn it. If there's nothing else, should we start?
Yeah, chill? I didn't do anything. I just, I thought pretty we started much with you. Chill.
We always start with him. So.
Didn't we start with him?
We always start with.
He didn't say what he did this weekend?
I mean, he had an opportunity. He just
chose not.
He was awesome.
Okay. Well, let's stop the show and then die.
Yeah, I pretty much didn't do anything, and that's it.
same old, huh?
There you go. My all grass is getting long right again.
Well.
Wow. All right, now can we officially start the show?
Now you can.
And I see you flossing my way with the grace all up in my face. So I say, what's up, love? How you doing? What you think about me and you? Nah, but wait, let's make a date. Plans for dinner. I'm down to take it slow, cause you know that she's a winner. Got me fiending for the cream, don't you know? I'm moving in slow, but keep it low.
Yeah, baby boo. Yo, what's up with you?
Don't stop.
Word around camp is that you like it with you. I wanna freak it, but first I'm gonna take a peek at it. Grab it, stab it, cause you know I got to have it. So hit me.
Come on, baby. Come on, got me open, baby.
Love you, love you.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I knock that little man out the boat and you get to shake me shit and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. First, I want to start off by talking about this dude.
Oh, what up, nigga?
Hey.
Before you get into your diagnosis.
Okay.
I didn't say it like that.
Go ahead, Dean.
We got a guest host that's sitting in today. Uh-oh. Guest host, you with us today? Guest host?
Yeah.
There she go.
There you are.
Hey. How
hey.
Is you?
Hi, everyone.
Hey,
hello,
hey.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Hey, girl, hey.
No. Hey, queen, hey. How you doing?
Damn
what's
it.
Going on, people?
That shit is catching on. Curses.
Great.
Fold again.
All right. So do you want, uh-oh.
Oh.
Shit. Uh-oh. Mr. Miyagi style. All right.
Got the flies, eh?
Detail. I don't do bugs.
I can think of that Zeke. That Zeke's for real.
Zika.
Zika. Zika.
Zika.
Zika. Zika. Zika. Zika. Zika. Zika. Zika. Zika. Zika.
Zika. Zika. Zika. Sorry, Zach.
My skizzy.
I swear, I thought y'all were going.
It's a skizzy. It's a skizzy. Oh. Okay, my bad. We're old. I'm sorry.
Y'all are.
You ready to jump in the show with us, Miss Lady?
We're going Spice Girls.
Sure. Okay. What y'all talking about?
Well, we about to find out right now together. That's why I had to interrupt the diagnosis.
Let's do it.
And we gonna find out what in the hell is going on in Doc's world.
Did you even say who that was? Or did she say who that was?
Yeah,
how oh, yeah, introduce yourself.
Everybody knew that I am Miss Davis.
Oh, shit.
Hello, Miss Davis.
Miss Davis. A Davis if you're nasty.
Oh. Ow.
Right.
Body roll.
Ow. Capital A. Okay. All right. Capital A. All right. And back to the diagnosis.
All right. Hey, I want to talk about this dude, Omar Mateen. Okay, the 20-year-old dude that, you know, just went inside the daggone club, you know, started shooting people. He killed 50 people. 53 people were injured. Okay. Now, from what I'm hearing is the FBI had this dude on the terrorist suspect list on and off since 2013. Okay. Now, they said that they closed the case because they couldn't really find a specific terror threat, you know, to see if he was, you know, hooked up to any of the other organizations or whatever. Now, I don't think this dude was hooked up with ISIS. I think he just started tripping. Now, his ex-wife, okay, said that, you know, when they were married, he used to come home, like, and if she didn't have the laundry done or the dishes weren't washed or whatever, he would just come home and start tripping, you know. But she said she never saw any, like, radical, you know, thing, like he was on some type of, you know, ISIS, you know, you know, going after people,
but
to kill
But hold
people.
Up, dog. Didn't she say, though, he was abusive, though,
yeah.
to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Typical nigga shit. Huh?
Come home and smack shit. Yeah, right, right.
What?
Come home and smack out because the dishes wasn't done.
Hold up.
So, it's like, she went to the authorities and was like, listen, he crazy as a motherfucker, but he crazy like
nigga crazy.
Smack me up, not shoot it up.
Right, right, right.
Well, okay. Guess what? He is proven that he's both.
How about that? How about that?
But
ain't that like the next step? I mean, I'm just saying.
That's the first step. That's the first step to the craziness, huh?
Right.
But what she was saying was, you know, he never showed any signs of being like, you know, with any Islamic, ISIS, you know, type of terrorist type of activity. You know, they just come on, smack shit out of them, and then, you know, they go to sleep.
Yeah, bitch, you know with my breakfast.
Yeah, with my first toast. Like, yeah. And they go to sleep. Yeah, but
no, he went to sleep. Her eye was
still
it was
open.
One,
wide open.
One was open, one was closed, and she was like, crazy, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that's who in the fuck have I
heard in bed?
You know what I mean?
And, oh, by right. the way, let me add this. They met online, mind you. Mm. So,
Yeah, no,
God put that damn in there too. Christian Mingle.
But wouldn't, if his, if he was being investigated by the FBI or whoever, wouldn't he have shown up when they did a background check for the gun?
Yeah, how about that? Like I said, since 2013, he had been on and off this terrorist list, but they dropped the investigation because they couldn't hook the, they couldn't hook him up with any you know, like ISIS or any of them.
But let them stop, let them stop a nigga driving with one headlight out. They'll hold you for 7.5 months until they find something on your ass.
How about that?
But
how
nigga on the terrorist watch, he get off. Man, look. Let me tell you something. You know, we here at IDS, man. We try to have a good time and we make jokes and we definitely tiptoe over the line and all that. But you know, definitely our well wishes are out with all the families that lost loved ones out in Orlando, man. That you know, I kind of, I mean, it's not like I did anything wrong, but I kind of feel bad because I saw it flash on my phone, and I honestly kind of just addressed it sort of as, damn, somebody got shot in Orlando and just kind of went on with my business. And it wasn't until last night when I looked at the news, I was like, well, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, you heard what happened, and I don't know how many people actually just took a moment to really think about what actually happened, because when you're in a club, man, the music is pounding. You can barely hear your own self talk. So just imagine how many people it took going down before someone realized, wait a minute, something's not right here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that's, you know, the way that he was able to accrue so many casualties. Because, I mean, music is just blaring. You don't know what's going on, you know.
Then he had an assault rifle at that.
Right.
You know.
Like, why?
And a handgun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and a handgun.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Why do you have a gun that can, but, what is it, over like 100 rounds?
Yep, 80 something.
Depending on the clip. I mean, you're definitely going to get,
I mean,
get
from,
at least,
that's what I heard.
You know. AR-15. I mean, he might have had multiple clips.
Well, no, I'm saying, but so, I mean, if you can
80 rounds per minute,
you know what I'm saying? Like, put that joint on and then just go.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
come on, man, it's ridiculous.
You know, and it's like I said, a shame. All of these people from Virginia Tech, Columbine on down. All these people are able to get such easy access to guns. Even the dude locally in Wheaton and did the shooting at High Point and throughout Wheaton and Aspen Hill area and all of that. I mean, he was banned from purchasing firearms, but he walked right in there and got one. You know what I'm saying? But yet, here it is now. I got into a bar fight in college 20 years ago, and I'm getting questioned like shit from being able to buy a firearm. You know what I'm saying? And the odd thing about it is the fight that I got into was protecting someone that was being bullied and being accused of being gay. So I protect him, and now I'm on a list. But these dudes can just walk in and just go willy-nilly as far as their dollar can take them.
Right.
You know, but that's our system, y'all.
Yeah.
And another strange part about it is this dude called 911 and pledged his alliance to ISIS. Now, one thing I don't know. Now, when you pledge your allegiance to ISIS, right? Now, are you just saying, okay, I'm ISIS and I'm going to go kill a lot of people? Or does ISIS give you instructions? Okay, I want you to do this and do this and you will be so and so. Or you could just go kill a whole bunch of people and say you were ISIS, and then ISIS is going to just come on the TV and say, yes, he was, you know. Because that's what it seems like. Everybody kills a lot of people. They always claim this ISIS stuff. It seems like ISIS don't really have nothing to do with them, but they're going to say, yeah.
Of course they are. You know? Because it helps with their propaganda, and it helps with the fear that they're trying to spread.
Right, right.
So they, I'm sure they'd be like, yeah, that was us. And then they moved the microphone. Did you know this motherfucker?
Yeah, I know. I've never seen
We here just came in 3 months ago. That's the ticket.
I agree. I think sometimes it happens
I think it happens a lot.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but y'all have to also recognize it's not only like people that are Muslim Muslim like radicals that are doing this stuff. It's like we have our own people that are claiming to be Christian, quote unquote, and they're, you know, killing in the name of the Lord or Christ or whatever, or God or whatever. And it's not just But I mean, you know what I mean? So it's not just
Martin Luther King Avenue.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay. But
niggas be killing. Niggas be killing over their territory.
No, I mean, they do. But I mean, I'm talking about more like a mass kind of thing situation where it's kind of like they will claim that they are Christian and killing in the name of, you know, Christ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or maybe they don't even say anything and they just do something, but you find out, oh, this person is a Christian. And it's like, you know, you can't say everybody out there that's doing bad is Muslim and is, you know, down for like killing people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's like radical people that are doing fucked up things. And whether you are, you know, with Islam or you are with, you know, Christianity, it is a lot of fucked up shit that is going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
And who can forget killing in the name of not liking black people? I mean, that season's never over.
No, it's not. But I mean, more recently, they'll still say, I mean, looking online, first of all, reading the comments section is not good for your soul.
It's great for podcasting.
Yeah. Great for podcasting, but it's not good for your soul, man. If you can, like, not read the comment section.
You might have had it right when you said comic section.
Because it is. I mean, well, if you can
You can actually read their comments, because half the time they can't spell.
Well, I mean, come on. There is a lot of that where you're just like, I don't even know what that means. I don't know what you were trying to say.
And it's sad when you have to, like, read it out loud to understand what exactly they're trying to say.
Right. Not just once, maybe like 3 or 4 times. Because you're like, wait a minute, what? He said, I think he was trying to insult me. I'm not really sure.
I know I'm 40, but what does this mean?
Right.
Right. And you know what's funny? If you read the last comment, a lot of times it has nothing to do with what they started talking about.
Well, because if you have like 550 comments, you're not going to go all the way back up and then go down. You know what I mean? You're just going to say, I'm going to say what I have to say.
Right. And then the sponge is off into something else.
Right. 10,000 other people said the same shit. You're like, oh, but what about da-da-da-da? Okay, shh. They already said that.
Right.
You're not making any sense right now. So.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. And no one wants facts. They just want to have their own, I guess, echo chamber or whatever they want to call it.
Right. Just nasty-ass comments.
Right, right. Okay, let me see. Moving on to some more crap here. Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian just signed on for a docuseries.
Crap
okay.
Indeed.
Focused
about what?
Focused on. Okay, here we go.
They get married.
Focused on the pregnancy of their little child that's on the way. Okay,
that girl good.
I have a question about her. When you finish your story,
I've been trying to make a million for 47 years
doing
now.
It real.
I'm saying,
are you going to use her new name now, which is Angela Kardashian?
Well, when she gets married, she will.
Oh yeah. I heard.
Well, I mean, I heard that she had copyrighted.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once she gets married, she will.
Oh, once she gets married, okay.
But I have a question on the end of that. Go ahead.
Okay. But they're gonna get paid off that. But this has nothing to do with the wedding though. But they say if anybody's shopping for the wedding, they want at least 7 figures. Mm. Okay. And I don't know. They well, say that
counts me out. Thank you. Thank you for giving me an alibi why they buy y'all shit.
And they saying they're gonna let Kris Jenner handle the wedding. So, boy, Chyna working that family, boy. Tell me something. Okay. To be honest, do you think Chyna is really in love with Rob? Maybe it just started out as infatuation at first, and now since they have a little one on the way,
I don't think it was infatuation. It was a greed. It was a money hunt from the beginning.
From the beginning.
You know what? See, the question
I think it was. I think she does like him. I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm hearing. Word
I'm off. Always looking at the funny side of everything. So okay. I'm going to go with she likes him.
Do you think she was? Do you think he was like a project for her? She was like, oh, I think I can do something. I think I can, you know.
But maybe she was like, I'm going to help you lose weight.
Because
remember, you ain't see Rob
like
for years.
Craig
Richard Simmons could have did that.
No, he got his own problems right
now. He won't come out the house.
He's right. He's in his, he just was in the hospital.
But neither would Rob. So there they go.
No.
He could have went over Rich's house.
No, they didn't want him coming out the house. Ain't nobody going on nobody.
Somebody coming. Trust me. I don't know if it's out the house, but one of them going to come.
All right. So let me ask, well, since you finished, let me ask the question, like, I got in a real heated debate with Diego earlier today. So do you guys think that Black China is a whore?
No,
because she ain't fucking everybody.
Right.
She fucking who's gonna get that payment.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, because the definition of a whore, not a hoe, but a whore is someone that is promiscuous and they have sexual activity with somebody to get, you know, like gains. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, well,
okay, so I got
optimistic.
You. So no, she's not a hoe, but I guess technically
she
is
whore.
A whore. Right. So technically I would say she is a whore.
But
not
why
a hoe.
But how is she a whore? How many people do you know that she slept with, or how many people you think she slept with? Because I'm like, just because she can now ask for $30,000 X amount of dollars to do a club appearance.
Even Kanye said, you know, what was that he said in his rap? I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigga.
But I didn't say gold digger. I said whore. Well, those are two different things.
Yeah.
If he would have said she was a gold digger, I would have been like, oh, maybe you might be right. But he said she was a whore.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I would
and I'm like,
say she was more of a gold digger.
I mean,
than a whore.
I don't think she's a hoe. She's just using what she's got
to get what she wants.
Right.
But
she already has
still
her own money. She's
Are we still in that wheelhouse though?
Why
are we not?
Think about it. I mean, society says for women, if you don't have a man, even if it's a piece of man, you're really not successful. You could have, I mean, every time you turn around, they're talking about Oprah not having a husband, even though she's the most richest woman I know.
I mean, but on, you know, side, she
Oprah
got,
ain't fucking nobody.
But Oprah got Stedman.
Okay.
I mean, she got Stedman and some people think Gail. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just going off what
it
people
don't
think.
Who she's sleeping with, but
it don't matter.
Gail ain't your man. If she's sleeping with Gail, that's between her and Gail. But
that's what I said. I said, if anyway, going to Oprah real quick. I said, if Oprah was gay, she'd be like, bitch, this is my boo, and this is what I'm doing. But I mean, with Black China, I think that, you know, just because, you know, she may have dated some people that were, you know, let's say they had money or whatever in the industry. First of all, that doesn't necessarily mean she was sleeping with them. Mm. First of all,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she was hanging out with them and she was hanging in the circles, you know, with people.
Right.
So that doesn't necessarily mean she's a whore.
But of the people that she,
with them.
But of the people that we do know that she was having sex with, ain't none of them are broke.
But who else? I mean, just because they have money. So again, is it a gold digger more than being a whore?
But no, I think because we know who the people are that she's left with. I mean, just two, because she's now pregnant by, you know, she's had the baby before and pregnant by another guy that have money. She may have been messing with broke people before that, and we don't know about it because they ain't got no money, so we don't pay attention to them.
Right, but see, the thing is, once her fame rose to a certain status, as you can see with TMZ and paparazzi, you can't make moves without, you know, being seen. So everybody that she's seen with, or every circle that she runs in, is that of people in a higher tax bracket. So. Right.
But that still doesn't mean she's necessarily sleeping with them. She could just be hanging out with them.
And it doesn't mean that she's not. But my thing is this. What is she bringing to the table other than a fat ass and tits?
You don't know. I mean,
she has a great exercise resume.
I'm saying, I was just about to say, clearly,
Rob,
I can dig it. Hold on. Clearly, this
certified
chick is a,
trainers out there hungry as fuck.
But she clearly has to be a motivator, because whatever she's doing, whether she's dropping and popping,
is she a motivator or is her body a motivator?
Whatever she is doing, she motivated that man to get out of the house, to start working out, to start eating better, to do better. We just already automatically assume, because you have big boobs, you have a butt, that you're clearly, you must be using it to do certain things. She might be like, hey, if you do this, you work out, blah, 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 you might, you can have this. Maybe that doesn't mean necessarily she gave it to him.
Oh, well, clearly we know she gave it to him.
I said right away. Right away.
The thing about it is, none of us are with them 24/7. So
exactly.
The bottom line is, all you can do is speculate. And if you put yourself in a position to be judged in the court of public opinion, then you have to live with that label.
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, Taylor Swift a hoe?
Taylor Swift,
I think she is.
But that's what I'm saying.
But why is she a hoe, though?
She keeps it.
I'm just being funny.
Yeah, at least, but why is she a hoe?
More of a hoe than Angela Kardashian or anybody else. We just know about her business more than we know about mine or yours or anybody else. So
Because she may not be sleeping with the people she's dating, because I feel like Taylor Swift is a square. So she's probably not.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, but just because she's dated famous people, people are like, oh my God, she's like,
dude, she's with that one.
Right. And they've been out dating.
But see, Taylor Swift,
God damn,
also
Leonardo
has,
DiCaprio was a, he now he a hoe.
But again, Taylor Swift at least has the alibi of bringing something to the table. She's talented. She's a talented singer, and she's making her own loot. So she's at least bring. So if she's fucking with other stars, then you can say what you want about that. But unfortunately, Black China is talentless. She brings nothing but her body to the table.
I'm confused. Just because Taylor Swift can sing doesn't mean she's no more talented or less talented than Black China. Black China, as far as I know, she's a model. So.
But Taylor can, her singing allows her to make the amount of money that she does. Black China, I mean, other than a couple thousand or whatever then from a night of stripping, what else are you doing?
She can go to a club and show up and get $30,000.
She can now.
I know some strippers that can work that pole, and I'm like, all that body strength is beautiful.
That doesn't mean just because you're a stripper, you fucking everybody in the club.
And I'm not saying that she's fucking everybody because she's a stripper. But what I'm saying is, you know, I'm comparing her to your bringing Taylor Swift to the table. At least, you know, when Taylor's going dating these different famous people, she is either equal or above them to begin with in terms of, you know, her talent and financial gain.
But out there, it's still like, oh, she's dated a lot of men. She's only 20-something, and she's dated so many men, blah, 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 blah.
And a lot of them,
right. Doesn't mean she necessarily even had sex with them.
It doesn't mean that. But again, these are the battles that you choose to have.
Why
when
can't
you
mean
are
the same thing, though?
These, I mean, are the battles you choose to have you are a stripper that dates, that goes the route that you're going.
Well, I mean, I have an example, because, like, in high school, I was friends with, you know, some chicks that were a little bit promiscuous, and I was, like, just cool with them, but I wasn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, people automatically assume, just because I'm hanging out with them, I'm birds of a feather. But when you went deeper, you realize, oh, she's not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? So that doesn't necessarily mean just because she may have dated it, like a basketball player or a football player or a rapper or whatever, that, you know, she's necessarily a whore. Maybe, you know, she got in a circle and she got cool with people, and it's like, I'm taking a picture with this person. Doesn't mean I'm necessarily sleeping with this person.
But how many?
But I'm taking a picture with this person.
How many took the time to get close enough to her to find out, oh, that's not really who she is? Most people,
people
stood from a distance and threw stones.
Right.
I mean, well, you mean people like us, or?
Period. Yeah. People like us, people like TMZ, we'll do it. And all points in between.
I'm putting it now.
Seems like as I go to the next story.
Right. All right, anyway.
Moving on. Cool, cool. Let me see. Speaking of strippers, T.I. and his business partner, Damon Cobbs, man, they getting ready to open up their own strip club, y'all, in Atlanta. Like, it ain't enough of them there. Right. All damn ready. It's called V-Live. Okay, now, they had auditions, right? Now, 1,600 broads showed up. 1,600. They were looking for was.
That shit smell like the harbor.
You think so, though?
The wharf.
All they were looking for was 100.
And but, Victoria's Secret body spray.
That, wow. 16 showed up.
Seagulls were just crashing into the building, and no one knew why. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, all right. Anyway, like I said, T.I. and his partner, Damon Cobbs. Okay, now, T.I., they said he wasn't too far, but he wasn't really in the scene, but he was somewhere in the building. But they said my man Damon was downstairs, you know, interviewing everybody. And he told the bros, hey, look, y'all get up there on that stage, okay? But if you fall and bust your ass, that's your ass. Meaning if you fall, you might want to go ahead and slide your ass back home because it ain't happening.
Is this you paraphrasing or did he?
He said, okay. He didn't really say that. He said, ladies, if you go up there and you bust your ass, that's your ass. Meaning if you go up there not knowing what you're doing, you might as well go ahead and fuck off home. So you sure. Might as well.
They probably thought, T.I., I'm about to make some bank. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't mean they're whores. Could be paying their way through college. We don't even know.
Hey. There you go.
Swelvin's down there.
Okay.
Other colleges.
Uh-huh.
You don't even know.
There you go. Hey, I heard, you know, women can make a lot of money doing that stripping and stuff like that. Like you said, it doesn't mean you're a hoe. But I mean, if you can pop it, if you can pop it, what's the difference between a whore and a hoe?
Hoe, I feel like it is more, for lack of a better, urban.
Okay.
A bit more urban.
It's a little more urban.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And whore is more, like, it's universal.
Okay. Wow. You really know your stuff, don't you, Queen?
Because of you. Damn. Listening to the diagnosis.
You know your stuff because you know your stuff.
And I get my shit from the sauces.
Well, anyway, that concludes my diagnosis on the whores and the hoes.
Y'all say the whores?
Y'all stay tuned, we got a lot more coming up.
Lake or the beach?
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for passing on the show to other people and letting them know you are listening to us. We really, really appreciate it. So, you know, Furious Styles, The Doc, we have Miss Davis on the line as well. And
clean up in aisle four.
Right.
Clean up in aisle four.
What in the world? What in the world?
Some good liquor.
Right. What you have to throw some over your shoulder.
Liquor. Just matter.
All right. So before I get into the feedback, which I'm so psyched. Thank you so much for sending in feedback, everybody. Like
about
you guys
time.
Are. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, that will be edited.
Okay. I'm like, you guys are really dope for that. Awesome.
So I want to send a shout out to Damani Wilson for following us, liking the page.
D Dub, what's going on, dude? Holla at your brother. Hey, we right? doing? Hey, we doing the get together?
Okay, I don't know where he live, but okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. Also,
our listeners, within means, they can jump on a plane, train, or a camel with a cigarette in his mouth to get to where we're gonna be partying.
Okay, great. Also, a shout out to Lester Edwards.
Lester, as long as your first name ain't Mill.
Okay, great. So I want to read a little bit of feedback from Mr. That's Edwards. Just because it sounds important. He said, I stand with Queen.
But it did sound important.
Lord.
On the
that
work.
Was the first and last for that topic.
I'm just saying, this feedback sounds important to me. Let me finish.
To you, it does.
Let me finish.
Because he agrees.
And I'm going to start back from the I. I stand with Queen.
We heard you the first time.
You sure?
Yeah,
right? Thank you, Miss Davis. On the work wife husband phenomenon, this is a real thing that I have been a part of and also witnessed. It happens in offices all over the world every day, is what he's trying to tell y'all. Every day, all day. Okay, don't get it twisted. Okay,
can you turn the mic off?
You know what? I'm just saying, I'm doing important stuff
we
over here.
We got that much time now.
Hey, I can't help it if some people agree with me and they're intelligent.
One person agreed with you now. You know what I'm saying? Make this the longest damn.
And they're intelligent human beings. I can't help that. Okay. But anyway.
It is one.
Clearly not you. Anyway, right. So Chaz, shout out to HI, says, response to the work wife husband question. Work wives and husbands have no place unless they are actually married. I have had the displeasure of seeing that play out, or seeing the play husband-wife scenario go wrong as the gossip made it back to the real husband and wife. Gulp. That was my gulp, not his. Be it having your car keyed, getting an unexpected visit at your home by a disgruntled spouse, to having somebody getting a parking lot beat down. Not worth it. The best advice I can lay on anyone that cares is, when you are at work, be about the work and leave that kind of playfulness to the cheerins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he'd also like to talk about the whole zoo thing. He said, also, I would like to chime in on taking your adventurous, quote unquote, child to the zoo. The zoo, as well as any homeowner, needs to keep and maintain a plan to protect those little bastards. Okay. And keep them from the pool in your backyard or the animal in the zoo. I don't blame the child. They're going to be a child. That particular child must have some special, amazing solving intelligence, as well as some downright moronic level of common sense to think the gorilla won't hurt me. I bet you the same kid would never go up to a police officer. I jointly blame the parents for not knowing or caring about their child, caring about where their child was at all times, and the zoo for not keeping an impenetrable barrier between the public and the zoo inhabitants.
You know, I was with Chaz. I was with Chaz for a majority of that feedback. The place where I draw the line is my home. Now, if I have a pool, yes, I got to make sure my pool stays safe, because you don't know what idiot can hop the fence and think they're going to get a late night skinny dip or whatever, and then they die on your property and your insurance rates go up, blah, 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 and you're in the news. But in terms of my home with no pool, oh no. That's when I invoke my right to say, keep your little children the fuck at your house. Because if I got nice shit in my home and I want to display my nice shit, and I expect the people that I invite into my home to act civilized and accordingly, then that's just what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm not going to baby-proof my home for your child. I, once again, expect when you walk into my house, you tell that motherfucker to sit the fuck down and he follows your orders and we have a good meet and greet.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
Good dog. And that's, you know, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? When I brought my daughter as an infant all the way till now, and she ain't going to nobody's house fucking up nothing because I told her to sit her ass still or go up to their kid's room and y'all go play in there because that's a kid-friendly environment with toys and all types of shit. Just keep your finger out of the light socket or the plugs.
Okay.
That's right. And I concur. When Kayla came over to my house, she was the perfect little girl. Now, Ashley, Kayla's other little friend, man, I swear to God, I don't know whether it was because her mother passed away when she was real young or whatever, but that little girl had no fucking home training at all. And I told her, Sean, if you bring her back over here again, I don't send her downstairs. Keep her upstairs and you handle her, because when you tell her not to do something, she won't do it for a minute. And then 4 or 5 mm-hmm. minutes later, she right back to doing the same thing. And I don't have that kind of tolerance, you know, because I don't, my daughter already knows when I say don't do it, don't do it. But I don't know what to do when it comes to somebody else's child that don't want to listen in my house. Mm-mm. You know, I didn't invite you. Sean, come get her. Because I don't know what to do.
Yeah, see, I'll snatch that little motherfucker up by a scruff. By a scruff. And then, like, did you see my child do that? Well, if they didn't do it, goddamn sure you ain't going to do it. And I'll sit you on the motherfucking porch with an ice cream cone till your mama get back.
Oh, okay. And a little blanket.
Nigga, blanket for who?
He said it's 80 degrees. You be all right.
Sign saying, Daddy.
Okay, great.
Mother had you, motherfucker.
Okay, all right. Let me go on. So the next feedback says, hey, IDS fam. Great show as always. Solid topic about the slavery movies. In my opinion, there needs to be more movies so the younger generation can understand the struggles from where our ancestors have come from. That's what white America wants us to forget. And move on. No way. That's one of the reasons why this past generation is so messed up now, because we have lost the knowledge from our past. I haven't seen the newest Roots movie yet, but I believe everyone needs a refresher on our history because we lose perspective after a while. Just when Damn It brought up how they would take the fetus out and put a cat in just to see them fight their way out. That's insane, and I didn't know that. Ferocious, aka Big B.
Ah, that's ferocious.
I feel like I want to blame that on spell check, but maybe not. I don't know. I don't even know.
And I'm going to blame the deletion of this file.
Ferocious. AKA Big B.
AKA Big B.
Brought up a good point. I'm going to blame it on spell check because he did it from his phone. Brought up a good point. Get these movies in about what happened after slavery was abolished. What became of some of them after the fact? How did they survive? Where did they go? I'm sure a lot of them didn't know what to do when they were freed. Duh. It's like a person who's been locked away, and when they get out, they're so fucked up in the head, they don't know how to survive on the outside, so they turn to crime just to go back in because prison gave them the structure. And in these movies aren't made to make us feel good. They're here to educate the reviewers on what went down back then. But anyways, this was a great topic. Love the passion that everyone spoke on. I'll catch up with y'all later. Peace out. Kmart. P.S. Sorry this was too long. I just wanted to add more, but didn't want to babble on. All right, Kmart.
K-Mizzy. God damn. I think you had some verbal feedback. Oh, damn, it just got erased.
Got deleted? Okay. Welp.
Damn, ferocious, huh?
It happens. Ferocious, right? I said I'm going to blame that on spell check. Because, you know, when you do stuff from an iPhone, sometimes it just automatically just be correcting and shit. And you're like, wait a minute, I didn't mean to say it. Oh, you already sent it. Oh, well. What you going to do? Well, let's see. I got a little bit more feedback from... Hey, from Miss Davis.
Who?
I'm not saying it's the Miss Davis that's on the line, but I'm just saying the name says Miss Davis.
Oh,
but
okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of different feedback. So we're gonna bear with me.
Look at the posture.
Let it
ride. Right. She was like, "Y'all better say the right thing. I'm gonna cut you." All right. So she goes on to say, "We need the slavery stories, the Reconstruction stories, the stories about W.E. Du Bois, Sojourner Truth, and others. We need all the stories to be told without a white survivor point of view. It's sad that Miles Davis' story couldn't get funding without a white cast member." And I agree with that. I mean, I know Miles Davis, and I'm breaking it up real quick, but I know Miles Davis did some things that was, you know, jive fucked up. He really did. Mm-hmm. I mean, but really,
especially to his ticket holders.
Well, no, I was thinking to his wife.
Yeah,
but,
that too.
But I mean, but you know, I mean, but you know, like he's one of the people that actually got me more into jazz. Besides my dad, like my dad really was the person who got me into jazz. But you know, Miles Davis, I was like, ooh, wow, his music is like so incredible. So I understand that. So on the topic of the zoo, she says, "I blame the zoo. How can a four-year-old climb into the exhibit? I feel bad for the mom because she found out the hard way. Sometimes children will try you." They will.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely smart.
I'm saying people, as parents, you can't say you turn your head for 1.2 seconds and next thing you know, the kid's doing something. I mean, I'm not saying they're in an animal exhibit, but maybe they're in the paint that you're about to paint, or maybe they're in something else. You're like, God damn it. Mm-hmm. How'd you do that?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you're magical.
Uh-huh.
But anyway. Oh, so this is from, I'm assuming the Mobile, the Greek, his question, Mobile, the Greek,
the Greek.
Okay.
So yeah. she says, Greek question, gut feeling. If the men feel some type of way, they need to meet these coworkers and check out the situation. It has gone too far when it is affecting the home situation and someone is questioning the relationship. Damn it, Gina is on point. Emotional affairs are way too easy to have at the workplace. I mean, it could be true. I mean, but like I said, as other people have said, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. I've seen them and they've been okay.
One other person said.
You know what? This is not the only time we talked about this topic.
I'm just saying. One other person said.
No, this is not the only time we talked about this topic.
We talked about it.
Go back. As you always say, go back and listen to the shows.
I'm good.
We talked about it.
I remember this time.
All right. Anyway. Yes, I have heard Furious Style get passionate about something, and he has called people names, but not the actual people he has debated. He was debating. So this must be when we were talking about, you know, how you go in. About podcasting, but you don't really go in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is all love here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might disagree, but, you know, we disagree, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And we walk out, we're like, okay, see you later. Hey, have a great week.
There you go. See you next week.
Whatever, right?
Yeah,
no doubt.
And then sometimes I have to, you know, kind of put somebody's shit on blast, but, you know, I don't want to give them any unnecessary shine for their fuckery. So I'll put this shit on blast, but not necessarily them.
All right.
No,
I don't do that for like fun or attention. I'm really passionate about some of the shit I talk about.
Okay.
You know.
Cool.
I'm not a microphone bully. If anybody has a problem with anything that I say or have said, dude, the lines are open, man. Just hit me up. I'm a very easy person to talk to. Even those fuckboys back in the day that we had an issue with, my friend, you know, we invited them to talk to us,
mm-hmm.
You know.
No doubt.
they declined. They chicken shitly declined. But that's that. We talk about that. Had fun with you, done with you.
Right. So before we move on, Miss Davis, anything you want to comment on?
And Miss Davis like, God, they ain't saying nothing to me.
Miss Davis know how we do.
I mean, we still have more feedback, but I mean, anything you want to say?
The last comments were, you know, spot on. It's like they read my mind. It was beautiful.
What? What you say? You're like, that last person was intelligent as shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I respect them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I got it. Okay. Good. Right. Good, good, good. All right. So we're going to listen to a little bit more feedback.
Look a bit more. Come in here.
Got some verbal joints.
Come in here. Come. Sit tight.
In Deep Show family, this is BTG. I got some feedback on the last show. The two topics. Well, the one topic that y'all had, and I also forgot about to the gorilla topic. But the whole slavery films, yo, I agree with the whole panel. I mean, these films are important, especially what Dan and Gina said. I feel like if these kids did, you know, if they was to actually sit down and watch these films, and not only watch them, but to witness the graphic content that went on. I mean, when Dan and Gina described that, you know, what she's seen, you know, with the lady getting cut open, and that's just is sick. You know what I mean? It's nothing you can really compare it to, but like to a horror flick. You know what I mean? So yeah, I disagree with Snoop, and niggas fuck up, and he's fucked up plenty of times in his after his career was over. But yeah, like I said, man, I think we need more films. Now, the one thing that I don't agree with is, you know, ever since he's come out with that statement, people have been saying, well, the Jewish people don't complain. But look, they're not us. You know what I mean? Most of them, they're not us. What they went through is what they went through. What we went through is what we went through. And some older black folks, elderly black folks, are tired of seeing it. And if they have a valid reason, then okay, then we can roll with that. But if you don't, then I don't think you should open up your mouth about these films. But I'm not trying to be compared to no Jews or whatever. Other than that, like I said, I agree with the whole panel on that. Now, as far as the gorilla thing, short and simple, the gorilla had to die. No matter what, it was a sad thing. I wouldn't want the gorilla to die, but there was actually no other option. If you had to place the blame on anybody, clearly the mother is the number one. Number two, I would have to place it on the zoo as well. Why? Well, a four-year-old should not be able to get into a goddamn gorilla station or whatever. It shouldn't. That just never should happen. I understand that they want the experience to be as great as it can be and get as close to these animals as we can, but you gotta understand that these animals are prisoners. So they probably don't want to be there in the first place. And the first chance they get to get back at a human, you know, they probably going to take it. Not to say that the gorilla had bad intentions, but even him dragging a little boy around, whether it was playing or being protective, could have really harmed that child, so he had to go down. Now, as far as what y'all was talking about or debating about, have your kid ever got out of your sight or things like that? My kid has never been out of my sight. I've never lost my kid, ever. And my son at 10, when he was younger, you want to talk about a little speed demon, but like B said, that home training, that shit really works. He wasn't, you know, even at 3-4 years old, he knew he had to stay by us, and he had no problem with it. He was never one of them kids that wander off or anything like that. Now, you do have kids like that, but those are kids that need to be trained. And if she had 3 or 4 of the kids with her, you have to be mindful of that before you leave the house, especially if you're solo. That I know that crosses your mind, because not only are you at the zoo, you know what I'm saying, that you could be endangered by animals, but you're around a lot of people. You go to the mall, you go to the park, there's a possibility that your kid could be snatched. So that crosses my mind every time I leave the house with my kids. And that probably won't stop until, you know, they reach the age where they're able to protect themselves. And that might not be until they're like a teenager. You know what I mean? So, no, 3, 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, they're in front of me, probably most of the time with my hands on them, on their shoulder, holding their hand, or something like that. And there's never been a time where I blinked, sneezed, coughed, looked the other way, and they was gone. No.
Okay.
That was
apropos. A little technical difficulty there.
Does it make a difference, though, if you have more than one kid, if you only have, because to my knowledge, he only has two.
Mm-hmm.
One's a baby, and one's whatever. I don't know how old that is.
So he can't
kid
really
is.
Speak on
it. 10, something like that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if you only have...
It does.
You said what?
I think it does. I think it does, because if you have, let's say, I don't know, a stair step, where you have like a four, a baby, a two-year-old, and maybe a seven-year-old, yeah, it's a little bit difficult.
Right. That's
right.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
And me personally, I would not bring four children to the zoo without help. Because even if the baby's in the stroller, you got the two and the four-year-old running around like, oh my God, I see animals. Let me touch them all, you know. So.
Right.
I would have had some help. I wouldn't have went by myself.
Yeah, if
she was brave to go by herself, I applaud her, but mm-mm.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you got like one in a stroller and two more that can move mobily, and you by yourself, I don't know. Like he said, it depends on whether those are your children and you raise them and you know how to control them. But if they're just two that's, you know, that's mobile, it's no way in the world that you can control. I'm not even going to say three kids, because you can control the one that's in the stroller. But if those two are mobile, there's no way to keep an eye on both of them and keep an eye on the one in the stroller too.
Okay, so but let me ask you this question, Doc. Mm-hmm. So you go to the zoo with Kayla and two of her badass friends.
Okay.
But you don't know they're badass until you get there, right?
No.
Right.
I'm letting you, Doc knows what he's getting into. I'm telling you up front.
I need help.
Okay.
Hold on, just hear me out.
Okay.
You go to the zoo with Kayla and two of her badass friends.
Mm-hmm.
As a adult parent, where is the lion's share of your attention? Where is it?
On them two badass kids.
Thank you the fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck that little motherfucker in the stroller.
Right.
If that nigga rolled down the hill, he rolls down the hill. He's probably seatbelted in that bitch, and the fucking stroller falls over. You get a little scrape, a little wham wham. Life goes the fuck on.
Right.
When you want to pay more attention to the one in the stroller, you get a little motherfucker in the gorilla cage. Okay.
Mm.
You know you dealing with bad motherfuckers to begin with. Put your attention where it belongs if you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If not, get those little kid leashes that they have and tie the motherfuckers up.
Oh, man.
Okay? But do not make your bad children or bad children that you choose to bring in public our problem. Mm.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay? And again, if you are going to make the decision to deal with children, this is stuff that you need to know going in.
Right.
Don't think, oh, I got nothing but free time, so let me just go deal with some children because I got nothing else better to do.
Mm.
You better know what you're dealing with
right.
going into this problem.
No doubt.
Because it's going to end with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, you'll get a little side eye or something for the kid that rolls down the hill and tips over in a stroller because you had to take your attention off the stroller for a second. But it's a whole lot better than a dead gorilla and a kid in a gorilla fucking habitat.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure parents understand that. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard of a thing to comprehend when you deal with kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know who you're dealing with as you go into this.
Right.
You know?
I got your point.
So, all right, let's see who's up to bat next.
IDS fam, this is your boy Kmart. To answer the question brought in by Mobile Greek, only thing I got to say is don't do it. Don't do it. Ain't no such thing as a marriage, a work husband or a work wife, because in the end, they bound to fuck. Yeah, I said it. They bound to fuck. I was in that situation years ago with the first Mrs. Kmart. She pulled that shenanigans with somebody who was kind of close to the family. Quick story. She was coaching her son in basketball, and I was coaching her other son in football. And her assistant, the assistant coach, it was a male. He was very close with the family, especially I was coaching his son in football. And so he became her assistant in basketball, which I didn't have a problem because, hey, we were cool. He kind of held himself out as a friend. And what happened was months later, I found that they were texting each other kind of quite often, and I really didn't trip, but after a while it started to become excessive, and that wasn't cool at all. And come to find out, they had messed around, and that was the end of that, end of our marriage. But to be honest with you, you can't have a work wife and a work husband. It just doesn't work. The dynamics is too weird, because especially with how relationship and human feelings come into play, once something goes wrong at home, who's the person that he or she is going to go to at work? The work husband or wife. And so they're going to be all in the business, and especially if they're single, that's another thing, because them single cats, yeah, they're definitely trying to take that down. But anyway, all I got to say is don't do it. It's not cool. Peace out.
Well, wow. I think it's somebody that's weak that's doing that, because I've seen it where people are cool and they were actually just cool. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think anything was going on, you know, with that. I think it was just like, hey, we see each other all the time. I'm going to get some lunch. Do you want to go? You want to go get some lunch, or do you want me to bring you something back? Or, hey, I need you to lift this box. Can you lift this box? There's something that needs, you know, that's it. You know what I mean?
Coworker.
I understand, Queen, but not everybody is strong.
Right. I mean, if somebody's out to cheat, they're going to cheat regardless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm sorry, Kmart. That was unfortunate.
You know what, though? I'm thinking maybe the people that you saw, or the family, I mean, the business. Yeah, the ones that you saw, the one that you seen. Mm-hmm. I think their intentions were good. So, and that's it. But some of them aren't. It could be the man, his intentions are getting with the female. Then maybe it's a female getting with the man. You know, but most of the time, I think like maybe 75-80% of the time, it's not going to be plutonic.
Right.
Yeah, I saw your hand go up.
Okay, I'm saying you kind of had the deer in the headlights, like you didn't know that much. Kind of make sure you wanted to finish.
I just did.
Okay, I was just making sure you finished. Okay. Queen, you know how we always say, know your audience.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? If your mate don't stand for that bullshit, and you know your mate, if your mate is uncomfortable with that, it just might not be a practice that you want to pick up. If you just got one of those uber understanding people that just everything is good and, you know, fa la 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 la, then whatever. Do what you do. If it works for you, do it. You know what I'm saying? I know a majority of the people that have answered, and a majority of people that I have asked about it were emphatically like, get the fuck out of here. That shit ain't happening. But like I said, if it works for you, rock out with your cock out. Enjoy your work husband or wife, and, you know, let life be life. No doubt. So, you know, y'all know if our topics don't close, if you feel you missed the deadline on that deadline and you want to get in on that, or you got a thought that we haven't touched on, definitely hit us up.
All right, do it. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1IDS. Let us know what you are thinking. And it's funny, you... BTG was the last person, because actually, I have the question he asked everybody, but I kind of typed it out in my own way. Mm. And thinking about everything that has been going on in the media, you have the little fuckboy. And excuse my vulgarity on the show, because I have clearly been cursing a lot. But from, you know, that raped the woman behind the dumpster and got caught. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're getting 6 months. No, really, you're getting 3 months. But then you have the gentleman that was falsely accused of rape. And, you know, it came out that, you know, that's what happened. And so, but he was already in jail, was going to get like many, many, many years. But then it came out that, oops, I didn't, you know, that's not what happened. So the question was, if a woman falsely accuses a man of rape, should she be charged? If so, with what? It's a little deep, you know, but that was his question. That's what he wanted us to ask. So, like I said, I paraphrased a little bit because the question was real long. So I kind of chopped it up. But
she said you long-winded.
I mean, he already knows he is. If a woman falsely accuses a man of rape, should she be charged? If so, with what?
We didn't tackle that before?
No.
No. He asked the question, but we said we were going to table it.
Mm-hmm.
So who would like to go first?
Well, I wouldn't. Okay. I think if she falsely accuses, or somebody falsely accuses somebody of rape, I don't think they should be given
the full... Stick to the question, she. Because it's a difference.
What? I mean, well, just because that's the way he asked the question. If you want to ask it or answer it, honestly, the way it was asked, and then if you want to IDS curveball it like we always do, then that's fine. If a woman falsely accuses a man of rape, should she be charged? If so, with what? You need some minutes to think?
That's what I was getting ready to answer that.
Ask what? You're supposed to be answering me.
I said I was getting ready to answer that. That's what I just
said. I mean, the reason why I stopped you because you said he or she. It's a difference. What I'm saying is there's a difference between he or
but
she.
Why should it be?
It's the world that we live in, unfortunately. It's the court system that we live
okay,
under.
Well, I can say, okay. Well,
If
she falsely accused him, then maybe she shouldn't be given the same lenience. Well, I'm not going to say leniency, but she wouldn't be sentenced the same way that he would be sentenced for rape, but maybe half. Maybe half of the sentence, depending on what state or wherever he was. You know, just for falsely accusing him of raping her. You know, because I don't know. Even if she falsely accused him of raping her, me being a judge, I couldn't really give her the whole sentence. You know, as if, you know, I was going to give him the whole sentence for, you know, raping her. See what I'm saying? I couldn't say, Brian, I'm giving you 20 years for raping her, but since you were falsely accused, I'm only going to give her 10 years. Because nothing really happened.
Okay, well, let me put it to you this way. So if you being the judge, you gave me 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did 15 of those 20 years, it came out that was false. You're going to be lenient on her?
I mean, what would you want me to do? Give her 15 years too?
If you do nothing else in life, at least let her burn for 15 years the way I did. If you do nothing else, I'd rather you double that shit because you destroyed a life for no fucking reason. So I'd rather you double her shit, give her a good 30 to think about it. But if you're at least not going to do that, give her the same 15 I got.
So
was that you answering the question?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, you can do that. First and foremost, you're going at bare minimum of whatever's going to happen, you're going to get what he got. But my thing is this: you took an oath in front of this court. So your punishment, to me, your punishment has to be worse because you lied to a court. So if he did 15, you're going to do more than 15. That, I mean, that's just, that's my take on it.
Okay. AD, Ms. Davis.
Okay, so living in the world we live in, because of patriarchy, misogyny, whatever you want to call it, a woman says, I have been raped. So she first has to go to the hospital, do her rape kit. Then she goes to the police officer. The police officer asks her all manners of questions about what you were wearing, what you were doing, blah, 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 blah. And so by the time she, and if they even do the rape kit, I mean, actually, I guess the word I'm looking for is process the rape kit. And so I'm just going to take the Sanford kid because the young lady didn't even know she was raped until she woke up in the emergency room and they had to tell her, hey, you've been raped. I guess my question is, one, when you say that she falsely accused, because they can say she falsely accused because she doesn't want to press charges, because she doesn't want to go through the process of prosecuting. So, it's very hard to say that I'm going to, if a woman gets all the way down and they say she falsely accused someone, if they prove that truly this was another guy and she misidentified the guy, I don't know. I it's too many variables, too many
AD, look, this was actually submitted before the whole Stanford rape case. Yeah. So that's why I said this is kind of like an example of, you know, this happened. But right. Like I said, you also have the young man. I don't know his name, but that was in jail. Same on the same track. He was doing sports and he was very popular. And he was accused of rape as well, went to jail, and he was going to be in jail for, I want to say, on the front of my brain is saying 6 years. It could have been more.
That's my question. My question is, the Stanford guy was convicted because they had all the things in place.
Well, they had evidence, and they had witnesses for him.
There was just witnesses? There was no rape kit?
Well, I'm sure they probably did do one because they took her to the hospital. Remember, she was unconscious. But I'm talking about with that particular case, Stanford, like I said, again, this question was submitted.
It was
submitted before this question even, the Stanford case even came out. So there clearly was something that happened in the news that was the reason why, you know, BTG submitted this question. And so, you know, you have the, like I said, the Stanford case, and then you have the gentleman that was, you know, wrongly convicted. And actually, I even remember another case that had happened where a guy was wrongly accused of rape and he was put in jail and everything was stripped from him. And then, I think the woman got all this money from the school and all this money from somewhere else. And then it found, you know, it turned out, oh, she was not raped. So, you know, I guess from the question is,
issue, because if you, I mean, based on supposedly how they're supposed to do a rape case, there's supposed to be a rape kit. There is supposed to be evidence besides a eyewitness or the victim's saying, this is the guy that raped me. And let's say, okay, so maybe she was raped and she waited 48 hours, so there is no rape kit. And the only evidence they have is her word against his. In that situation, and it comes out that she lied for whatever reason, he went to jail, then yeah, she should go to jail too. But if we're talking about everything was done, there was a rape kit, and it turns out that she misidentified because, you know, and the police didn't do their job, I think the police should be held accountable too. I mean, I just, yeah, I,
Well, I think
it's just very hard.
It is hard. It's hard. I think if she got if she misidentified someone, I think that's different. Right. Because I mean, if you're God forbid in that moment where you're, you know, being assaulted, I think, you know, your mind is like all over the place, and you know, you you know, do whatever you do. But I think that, you know, like I said, with going in line with a question, and I'm sorry for people who are listening that I didn't say this was a trigger conversation, because this is, you know, this is a trigger conversation for some people. And I apologize because I didn't say it in the beginning with the question, you know, but, you know, I guess in my opinion, and I want to wrap this up because I don't want to go ahead. You left. I'm sorry.
Right. Still had a question.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was just sort of on the piggyback of what was said about, you know, being wrongfully accused versus, you know, just flat out lying. You know, I think.
Right.
I think there's definitely a difference in that. And I think that. You know, in that scenario that you just actually picked the wrong person, you know, because of the state that you were in or what have you, I think the kind of burden of that kind of falls back on the court system, because
right, to prove that you actually were flat out. If it's proven that she's flat out lying, then yes, she should go to jail and serve whatever time. Right. But yeah, the court system, justice is not just, so
it happens. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, it's, and like Queen said, man, it's a very touchy situation, where, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people, guys, especially that don't want to give their honest input on that because they don't want to rock the boat or be looked at as a creep or what have you. But, I mean, it is, and it goes back to what I was saying earlier, Doc, about when you said he or she. Right. I mean, you know, when it comes to cases like that and cases like child support and things of that elk,
right,
court system is unfortunately tipped in the favor of the woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So just like perfect example, Doc. For those that are in the DMV area, the gentleman at the Shell station that was harassed by the two chicks. That dude was clowned beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this: if I don't want you touch me, don't fucking touch me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Great. That's sexual assault. Absolutely. Should be taken to jail.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this dude got ridiculed and clowned and everything else under the sun.
Right.
But that been a chicken there and the guys was filling her ass and pulling her skirt up and all that, nigga, they would have been fucking hung.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And that's the point that I wasn't just flat out trying to interrupt you. I was just trying to, you know, just make that point that there is a vast difference in the court system between, you know, unfortunately between men and women like that. So,
gotcha.
You know, coming from the different points of view. But look.
All right.
Damn, it's fucking... another smoke on the table right there, man. And again, you know, like Queen, you know, said, you know, if this is a touchy subject for you, you know, we absolutely apologize if you know, we struck a nerve with that, but it's not our point. You know, it's one of our listeners that wanted to bring this topic up, and that's what we do. So if you want to weigh in on that, we would love to hear from you. And God forbid, if you were someone that has gone through this and you want to share your story, and again, let us know where we might be a little bit off base in our judgment or our thoughts. Absolutely, we'd love to hear from you as well.
That's right.
Just hit us up, 202-750-1437, 1IDS, or you can hit us up on email, ndeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to just send record a voicemail on your own device, email it to us. We'd love to play it on air. Very strong, very touchy subject. And Kmart that sent that one in there, right?
BTG
sent that in. Okay. Again, thank you, you know, for sending that in. And you know, for all you listeners, you know, if there's something on your mind, you want to discuss something that you're going through, you just don't know what the hell to do with it.
Let us know.
Hey, let IDS have a crack at it. You know what I'm saying? It's again, you know, it's like Doc's diagnosis. We ain't going to tell you to run to the hilltop with it. But we're going to, you know, if it's a serious of nature like this, you know, we're definitely going to give you our best. You know, but if it's something that has a little bit of leeway for some jokes, jokes are coming. Just know that.
We're going to run with it.
Anyway, we're going to take a super quick break, and we will be right back with you.
Ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
All right. So, we all know what that music means. It is time to wrap this up and get thine hell out of here. But before we leave, Doctor.
Oh, let me see. Two fingers to baby girl for being on the show with us today. What's up, D?
Hey.
It's like a cookie you can't flash until you're ready to feed it.
What? Oh, Lord.
Continent.
Thanks for being on the show today, girl.
Thank you.
All right, AD. All right, Angela Davis. One finger to the motherfucking pocket.
Government name, like all the time, like every time.
One finger to the parking. Meet a guy who gave me a ticket today, and I was just trying to do my job. This big fat bald head dude with glasses that told me not to park there last week because they was cleaning the streets.
Somehow I knew it was coming back to him.
Hey, look, I had a job to do. I'm not parking fucking 3 blocks away and walking all that shit all the way back up to that restaurant, man. Fuck that. But,
you know what you do, Doc? Yeah, you can remedy for that.
What you got?
You pull up to your spot, right? Mm-hmm. Unload everything. Block the entire fucking sidewalk. Just block the whole bitch. And then go drive around and look for a parking space. And then when you come back and people got to walk all in the street and shit because your stuff there, just be like, hey, look, this is what y'all made me do. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
There you go.
All right, I'll try that.
Gotta steal his stuff? Why he looking for parking?
Yeah, all the pipe heads and shit gonna be running down the street with my goddamn napkins and my towels and shit. And when I come back, I gotta pay for that shit when I come back at the end of the day.
I put that shit right in the middle of the street.
Well, whatever the pipe heads didn't get, everybody gonna be ran over that shit with their cars and trucks and shit. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
AD.
Yes. Two fingers to y'all for allowing me to be on the show tonight. And one finger to my son. He's a perfect 16-year-old that thinks that working at certain places is beneath him. But you don't have a job, sir. Yeah. So if you can think of a way to motivate him to get a job this summer... Yeah, that's my question.
All right. This is just a phase.
I might have to just drop IDS extra just for that.
Mm,
well, I'm going to tell you, I can motivate the youngins.
Well, all right.
No doubt. Queen!
Tell me to sit them on the DMV. Is that what you're saying? Sit them to y'all? Okay, got it.
Don't say y'all.
No, it's at him.
Negro, don't say y'all.
Queen will take him to the zoo.
That big one said it. Actually, 16-year-old, I could take a 16-year-old to the zoo.
All right, go on to send the baby.
I'm not saying he's going to come back without some chomp marks in his bow twanks.
Oh, boy.
But I'm just saying, whatever. Okay. I ain't asked for him. He said it. Ferocious Style said that.
Right. Like that. Gonna hold on. Hold on that for a while.
You know it's gonna come back. And he was like, ferocious, I didn't mean stylist. That.
No.
Didn't mean ferocious.
It's too late.
Anyway, so let's see. Let me start with positive light. Two Fingers, because I'm gonna have two Fingers. AD, I'm gonna send it to you. You're such a great supporter of the show. I know you're all shy and stuff when I talk about that, but you are really such a great supporter of the show. We really, really appreciate
you, girl.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. Yeah. Super fun that you did that with us. My other two Fingers goes out to people that love to travel and love to get it in and just are all about adventure and, you know, and just life and living it and getting on a plane and just going. Just get on a plane and go and see where it takes you sometimes, yeah. You know. One Finger goes out to the bastard in Orlando that killed those people that did not deserve to die. They were out having a great time, having fun with their friends. That could be anybody. And I want people to hear that. That could have been anybody. If you go out and you party, you go out to a restaurant, you go out and you're out there living life, that could have been you. So recognize that. So one finger to that person. And I'm tired of people saying people's names on the news. Stop saying people's names on the news. Maybe that would kind of help. And it would stop glorifying those people, so they're not going to feel like, hey, if I die, at least I'm going to live in infamy, and people are going to still say my name. Stop saying their names. We don't need to hear that. We just need to know what happened, that it was some bullshit, it was a tragedy, and people, you know, it's just sad. And again, sorry for my cursing, because I feel like I did a lot.
No doubt. Two Fingers. Two Fingers, of course, goes to Miss AD for rocking out with us. For all you do, more importantly, you know, like I preach to the crew, people's time is what's the most valuable, most important thing. And so for the fact that you've given almost 2 hours of your time to us to kind of rock out and do our thing and do your thing with us and all that, we definitely appreciate that. One finger, first and foremost, goes to my contractor. If you just communicate with me and actually let me know what it is that you drink, I'll get that for you as well. You don't have to triple charge me for what it is that I ask you to do. And if you notice, you're still unemployed and I still have work to do. There's a disconnect there. Let's get it together. Sir, my second and most important one finger goes to a gentleman that resides in West Virginia that completely and utterly destroyed my weekend because we had a business proposition that he did not follow through on, and I had to kind of wait for him all weekend, tethered to my phone, ready to make a move. And it wasn't just me. It was me and another person. We both kind of just had to wait for his call that never came, and he never responded to our calls and our texts and what have you. So, you know, one finger to you, sir. What you're going through right now is probably the reason why you're going through it. Motherfuckers don't got time for your shit. Excuse me. Dealing with allergies, so yeah, fuck you.
Hey, cool.
Well, all right.
If anybody has a one finger, two finger, you want to send it in deepshow@yahoo.com 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1IDS. Sometimes you just have a one finger, two finger, or one finger you just want to put out there.
There you go.
You know, people get on your nerves.
Those lines are always open.
People hold you up on stuff you need to do. Or sometimes you want to give somebody praise for doing something awesome for you. We're down for it. Two finger, one finger.
No doubt. Definitely stay tuned. so you can hear about the IDS outing that we've been putting. Man, this has been a long time. It's been almost, what, 2-3 years since our last one?
I forgot the date, yeah. So y'all going to have to tell me so I can put it on my calendar.
It's hard to get Doc out the house. So
I know.
It takes
I'm
us
just
a while.
Saying, to, just,
yeah, I said the last week.
No, he told
July.
Us. He told us. I know. Oh, July? Okay. I don't know why I forgot. I thought it was June. Sorry.
I thought it was too.
I said sorry. Look, don't get grown. Get out one time a year. Don't be grown. Okay?
Right. It's
I just said I forgot.
Miss Staples, anything you'd like to tell the people before we roll out of here?
Talk to us, girl.
If God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Hey!
Plagiarism at its finest.
I don't like that shit. I don't like it at all.
Goddamn.
Well, this still my job.
Well, there's nothing left to do but
I want all of you out of my house now.
Goddamn.
Now